Blog Talk Radio.
And you heard Mrs. Mishaw sing for you. Now, I know you came primarily this afternoon to hear the discussion between these two great men. So I'm not going to waste your time any longer. I'm going to ask the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to come before us at this time and say what he will. I'm going to ask that you do the prayer that the Lord God Almighty might send a cloud to cover the sun, that Mr. Muhammad might not have any brightness shining down upon him. And now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
To Muslims, I salam alaikum. To
Mr. Christian, I said to you, please, I am very happy in the name of the Lord to be honored to be in your presence this afternoon. I'm very sorry that we are so late in getting started with the subject here. But I want you to know that I feel that you are bestowing upon me a very great honor to have me here in the midst to speak on a subject that is not out of the controversy. The subject that you are asking me to speak on, there are many writers, authors, scholars, scientists of religion, writing many books of Christianity versus Islam. This is not the easiest subject to pick up with you. If I would go into details, we could pick up all this evening to get along to the point that we would desire to understand. But knowing that you are not expecting any such controversy to start out here this afternoon as my beloved brother and worship in the words of God and Mishra, who I just met for the first time in person this week at my home in Chicago. I think he's a very wonderful man. I have heard of him and read of him for a long time. And I do want Elder Mishra to know that I am really happy and honored for him to invite me to speak to his followers here this afternoon. To go in no man's house, try and tell him how to run his own home. We, the Muslims, we are people of peace. We are people who doesn't talk peace, we practice peace. We, the people of Islam, meaning the Muslim, which means one who has submitted to see the will of God, who we call Allah. We are happy to be here this afternoon, but we will not be happy to go into this subject with you, to be frank with you. It is a subject that if everything was put in fact, maybe some of you might misunderstand. And if you misunderstand, the truth, and it's just as bad as though you have never heard it before. And thanks to God, it will be late. We could go at the root of these two great religions. And this is principles of belief and practice. And the honor that we might get this over to you without delaying so much time. As I say, I'm not happy to pick up this kind of subject with you. It looks like that you invited me to colors you were on your makeup. I don't want you to think that I'm out here just for the purpose of changing people's religion. I'm out here trying to relate you on the right word, and if I make you to see each other as brothers and sisters. Out of the many millions, hundreds of millions of Gaza people all in the earth, I don't think that you, who are only about the families to the millions of your kind, should be in America this morning. I think it's ignorant for us to keep up anything like division in America just because of religion. I do think that there is a way around. That you and I could come to some reasonable understanding. I want to say again that we are welcome here by the police department, and we are thankful to Allah that we are in a city where there is a great suspicion of force of that kind in the country. And that we feel ashamed to have been waiting around 2 hours for us to do the work that we could have done in about 15 minutes. We hope that the department will forgive us. About these religions, we should go first to the founder. Without the knowledge of the founder of a religion, we cannot say whether it is a good religion or a bad religion. Of the three, namely Islam, Buddhism, and Christianity. Christianity is the youngest of the three. I hope you not go away offended. I hope that you are with the truth with a smile, and if you didn't want the truth, you should not have invited me. Who has went astray to the right religion. could be a new religion. But to call the people back to that which they originally had been called to by some former prophet. Excuse me, if I cannot get over with it, why, I have a couple of brothers with me around here doing nothing. To say that this is the first outdoor teaching that I ever had done in my life. Believe that I've never made a practice of teaching outdoor. According to Jesus, all words according to the Bible, they're put in his mouth. By saying that he was sick. And if he was sick, then he didn't claim with anything new. He claimed with a message that so long he did it. He said he didn't claim to be his will, but the will of him that sent him. I want you to know that he was not the founder. He said that I did not think to destroy the law of the prophet. The law of the prophet here refers to the religion that was taught by the prophets before him. Moses is the main major prophet before him. He and Moses, according to the Holy Quran, taught the same religion. According to the Holy Quran, Islam was the religion of every prophet that God put on leave in any part of the world among any people. It was Islam, their religion. Islam means Christ. I want you to hear that clear and distinct. If Christ was yet to come, if Christ, that man, was Christ, Messiah, he said, the Mahadiah, the Medes, he's one coming in at the end of the world. His very name means one that has been anointed to destroy the wicked from the face of the earth. Okay. Therefore, Jesus could not have been Jesus and Christ too, because he did not do the work of Christ. Christ is God in person in the last days, are the manifestation of God. And that this man, he's just making himself appear today among you and I, and you are just now coming to Christ. But Jesus was not the Christ. Jesus was just Jesus, as the Bible teaches you, and a prophet. Like Moses and other prophets, he was not anything other than a prophet. He didn't come to bring us no new religion, but he came at the end of 2,000 years after Moses to show that Israel, right, that Moses had not given to them a religion that they couldn't obey, now that he's given them a law that they couldn't obey. That it was possible that after working with Israel and studying Israel, he himself comes to the conclusion, or rather he learned from reading the Quran, the history of Israel, and the future of Israel, he comes to the conclusion that it was absolutely impossible not to do. He could not convince you. It was impossible. Could not make Israel Muslim. And he gave it up. And he said, the truth that I have brought, I will die for that truth. But my name, my name, and here's the coming of the Medea. You have it, the coming of the Messiah, or the coming of God. That is God in place. Now, did I say there's a lot in this subject? Lots of it. Lots that you never have known. Lots that you probably will never recognize. To be fact, but it is fact, and it's time that you should know fact. You must remember that Jesus could not have been the founder of Christianity when it came after his death. No prophet. No prophet can be the founder of a religion unless he preached that religion while he lived. In fact about it, he did not bring no new religion. He said in words that he didn't seem to bring anything new, but just to call them back to that which Moses had already taught them. Again, Jesus taught love, mercy, peace, and war. He taught both. He taught peace and he taught war. In one place he says that, think not that I come to bring peace, but the sword. In And then you must remember that Jesus says, and another thing, that love your brother, love one another. That has been most impossible thing for you as Christians to do. So it is that today that is lacking among the people. It is love for one another. In Islam, we say, you are not a Muslim until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Excuse me, please. Christianity was not born in the country or state where Jesus did all of his work. You must remember that. Christianity was not Christian Palestine.
That's right.
In history and time. His disciples did not preach it.
That's right.
According to the Holy Quran, they all preached Islam.
That's right.
According to the Holy Quran, of which you and I may be able to agree, that Jesus was born, he and his mother, as a sign.
That's right.
And his whole ministry and his faith and his death was a sign.
Okay.
For something to come.
Okay.
You and I think will soon witness just what it was a sign for. Okay. This Christianity was not preached by Jesus in his lifetime, and this Christianity was not organized as a capital planted in Jerusalem or in Palestine where the Jesus were born and where he spent all of his mission. I said, by the love in you'd have a pretty hard job with scholars today to make them to believe that Jesus is the founder of Christianity. I know you, my people. You did not know religion at all. For 300 years here, you had no religion at all. For 300 years, you were denied Christianity. You were denied to visit the church. You were denied the teaching of letters. So you didn't have a religion for 300 years. So I'm not particular arguing with you, not particular talking to you, but teaching you. For the last 99 years, you have been permitted into Christianity by the children of your slave master. Since you were permitted into Christianity, and you don't know anything about